This is a wonderful day, a day that we celebrate the children within our church, and also a day that the parents sit very nervously until it's over, just in case their little Johnny or their little one makes everybody laugh. But sure, let's all enjoy each other and encourage the children along. We're going to stand together as we sing our opening hymn. It's not in the hymn book, but it's one you should know. It's "Lord, I Lift Your Name on High." And we'll stand together as we give our praise to God. Together, but we're going to do the prayer drill that we do with all the children, and so we're all big children in a way. So let's do the prayer drill. P-R-A-Y. So let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence again this time. And Father, we come to do exactly what we've just sung. We have come to lift your name on high. Father, we pray that this morning that everything we say, everything we do, everything that we hear being said or sung, that Father, everything will go down to your glory alone, because you alone are worthy. We thank you for all the boys and girls here in front of us. We love them all dearly. And Father, we pray as they come up later on, as they sing, as some say their verses, Father, we pray that we will encourage them. And Father, we know that they'll be a blessing and encouragement to us. And Father, they know that they're not doing it just for everybody here. The boys and girls are told numbers of times that everything they do is done for your glory. We thank you for our brother Nigel with us as well. We pray, our Father, you'll bless him as he comes later on to bring your word. Father, we pray you'll bless him and encourage him. And Father, we thank you that he's been such a blessing and encouragement to us in the past. And we pray, our Father, you'll use him this morning and tonight as well. We thank you for all the Sunday school teachers and for Noel, the superintendent. We thank you, Father, for how they give of their time week by week to meet and to study, and to prepare and then to bring the word to the boys and girls. Father, we thank you for each of our teachers. And we pray, our Father, you'll encourage them and bless them and do them good. Father, we realize this morning there are those who can't be here today, maybe through sickness, maybe through old age, or maybe they're working today. And so, our Father, we pray that you would draw near to them. Father, we pray that you would remind them that there's a people here praying for them. Whilst they may not be here in body, they're here in spirit. Father, we thank you. We thank you for sending your Son to be our Savior. We thank you, Father, that he came to the cross. And from the cross to the grave, and from the grave to the sky, And this is why we lift your name on high. We thank you, Father, that Christ died, that Christ was placed upon in a tomb. But 3 days later he arose. And today that he is in heaven. Father, for anyone here this morning who is not saved, Father, we ask that through something that the children will sing or say, or something that Nigel would say, that Father, you would save them. You would draw them to yourself. And they would know the wonderful blessing and the wonderful privilege and the wondrous beauty it is to be in a relationship with you and have you as their Father. And so, our Father, we ask, you'll continue with us, and may everything we do be unto your glory. In your name. Amen. I'm going to invite Alice Greer, Matthew Robinson, Darrell Sharp, and Samuel Houston to come up and join me, please, in the platform.
The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 16, for whosoever, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
The Bible says in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not ourselves. We are his people, as the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and it should endure for all generations.
The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 to 11, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
I think we should give those four a round of applause. Everything we do here in Bali is centred around the Word of God, and so right from a very early age, we seek to teach the children the Word of God, and even from our very preschool class, so they're going to come up now, and the preschool class are going to recite a memory verse as well.
The Bible says Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory.
The junior choir is going to come now, and they're going to sing their song. Then after that, then, once the junior choir is finished, then they'll be joined by the rest of the choir, and they're going to sing the rest of their pieces together.
are going to sing is about the joy we have in knowing the Lord Jesus as our Saviour.
The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8, "Whom having not seen ye love in him, though now ye see him, not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory."
Your hands have made
He is our friend when we trust Him. This next song explains why we need Jesus as our Savior.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world."
Merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy.
Amen.
a note to finish on. Our sins that are many, yet His mercy is more. I'm going to be joined now by Emily Atchison, Cameron Service, Sam Christie and Lucy Greer.
The Bible says in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of Thine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore."
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10-17, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in an evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God."
John chapter 3, verse 31-36. "He that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that receiveth his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and has given all things into his hand. He that believeth in the Son shall have everlasting life, though he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, so the wrath of God abideth in him."
The Bible says in Psalm chapter 24, verse 1-10, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall take his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing and the righteousness of the God of his salvation. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory." Selah.
I'll give those four a round of applause for that. We're going to stand together as we sing again, number 286. If you want to use the hymn book, it will be on the screen, of course. "Tell Me the Story of Jesus." would like to take this opportunity to thank you as parents who faithfully send their children along to Sunday school. Without the children, there would be no Sunday school, so thank you. And also on behalf of the church, I would like to take this opportunity to thank Noel and the team of teachers for their faithful service every week, Lord's Day by Lord's Day, as they put the preparation in during the week. It doesn't go unnoticed, all the work that you do. And we can see here very clearly this morning all the work that you have done over this year. And so thank you to both the children, to the parents, and also to your Sunday school teachers as well. Boys and girls, you're in for a real treat this morning, because we've got Nigel with us, and it's nice to have Karis with us as well too. Make you very welcome. Nigel, I don't know whether you got the email or not from Pastor Kennedy, but we have a new rule now on Children's Day. In fact, it just started this morning actually, that the speaker has to come up and sing their favourite children's chorus before they begin. So Nigel, you come up now and give us a wee song. Then after that, then you bring to us God's word. Okay, Nigel?
You're very funny, aren't you? Yeah. Funny that the same email told me that the fellow who led the meeting has to sing the solo first. But anyway, now, boys and girls, you did very well. Very well. Who's sitting up the best? That's the question. Has any of you men here got any pounds in your pockets? Any of you men got any pounds in your pocket? Up your hand if you have a pound in your pocket. Don't be shy now, man. Any? There you go. Sid, good man. There's another pound. Right. Sid, give me your pound there, sir. Give me your pound. Good man. How many have you got with you? Good. Just the one. Boys, you're a bit miserable, aren't you? Like? Sid, how many have you got? Hurry up, Sid. Get them out. Good man. Brilliant. Oh, there's three. Any more pounds? Great job, sir. That's even better. Now, just in case you're wondering, this is not for me now. I forgot to bring pounds with me. That was my problem. And that always happens to me in Children's Day. I always forget, boys and girls, to bring any money with me to give to the best sitter-uppers. So these are not for me. These are four sitter-uppers. So that means if you're sitting up your best and you're sitting with your arms folded, you'll get one of these pound coins. How does that sound? And you don't come and thank me, but you see all these old fellas, them old boys that give the money, so you need to talk to them afterwards. So I'm looking for somebody to pick up, somebody to pick out a good sitter-upper. And who am I going to get to pick out? My dear, you'll pick out one at your end, and Yolanda, you'll pick out two at your end. So that's two and two. All right. Lovely. Now, let me see what I have brought with me this morning. Because I always like to bring somebody with me, and or somebody have brought my wee mate Johnny, or Jimmy. Let's see where he's at here. Let me see where I'm. I tell you, hey. Can ever come to church without, in case you bring something with you. And I'm going to tell you, wee fella, his name was Johnny. And he loved to do things. But he loved doing them with one special person. What day is it today?
Father.
Exactly, it's Father's Day. Well, he loved to do loads of things with his dad. And so I'm telling you, so I thought I'd bring some of the things that Daddy said he was allowed to use, some things he wasn't allowed to use. Now, I'm out of puff all that water. See how we're at here. Right. Let's get started now. Right. So, anyway. Daddy wanted to teach Johnny some very, very simple but very practical lessons. Very important, because Daddy was a Christian. And Daddy wanted Johnny to come to that place of realizing and understanding that one thing was more important than anything in this world, and that was God's word. And so Daddy would endeavor through everyday practical items to try and teach Johnny some very, very important lessons from God's word. And so Daddy would say to Johnny, Johnny, there's tools in my workshop that you're allowed to touch, and there's tools in my workshop that you're not allowed to touch. And the reason why was because some tools, although they were dangerous, they weren't as dangerous as other tools. And so Daddy would endeavor every day, Daddy would take out this item here. Does anybody know what this item here is? How long? You put up your hand, I'll ask you. All right, what is it, sweetheart? That's right, sweetheart. It's not just any hammer. Does anybody know what sort of hammer this is? Any good joiners here? Eh? Don't tell me a claw hammer, I know it's a claw hammer. It's actually an East Wing hammer, but that goes to show you boys in Ballymena, I need to teach you a few things gently. Anyway, so this was very important because Daddy wanted to teach Johnny this is important. He says you can have a small hammer, and he also says, you know, Johnny, you can also have a big hammer. And big hammers are important because you see, the reality with big hammers are good for smashing things. So like you might walk up to something, say you want to pull a hole in something, and but not that I would do that in church this morning, because that you wouldn't want to done. But that's what Daddy was helping Johnny to see, that these things are good for driving things in and smashing things. And then Daddy would take God's word and he'd say to Johnny, "Now, Johnny, you need to listen to this because this is what God's word says. This is what he teaches us in his word." He said these words, "Is not my word like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" And so as Johnny would read, every day Johnny would list the hammer, he'd say, Johnny, what does the hammer stand for? It reminds us that God's word is like a hammer. It breaks down hard things. And sometimes, children, in our hearts, as we get older, our hearts become harder. And sometimes God has to use small hammers, but sometimes God has to use big things in our lives to try and break through the hardness for the purpose that he might speak into our lives. "Hey, sweetheart, what happened to your eye, darling?" "Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't like to see a big black eye. That was terrible altogether." "Well, if you walked into one of them there, you'd get an hour black eye. Not that you want to do that, but that's just..." So that's the first wee list. Then Daddy said, then one day Johnny was out working with Daddy. And Daddy pulled out this thing here. "What's this thing here?" "Hi, Lon, what did I tell you what to do?" "Yes, son." "That's right, it's a lamp." And Daddy, Johnny says, "Daddy, why do you need that?" "Well," he says, "sometimes I go to jobs and people that miserable, they won't put any bulbs in the lights. So," he says, "I had to plug this in." He says, "Maybe I'm working down a wee dark alleyway. I need a wee bit of extra light." And Johnny, Daddy would go to his Bible and Daddy would say, read up, open his Bible, and this is what it'd say. In the book of the Psalms, he says these words very simply. He says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path." And so what he was trying to help Johnny understand is that the more you read God's word, the more it'll help you to show you and help you understand the right way God wants you to go and the wrong way he wants you to stay away from. And so Daddy says, "Johnny, look, whenever you're in my workshop, listen, I don't mind if you plug the lamp in. I don't mind if you swing the sledge as long as you don't hurt yourself, you don't break anything you shouldn't break. And I don't mind if you use a hammer to drive in nails. These things you're allowed to touch." But there were some tools that Johnny was not allowed to touch. And one day, Daddy was out and he bought himself a brand new tool. Oh, even Daddy came home excited. In fact, it took him a wee while before he could tell his ma how much money he spent. Because Mommy, she didn't like him spending all the money. But anyway, Daddy said, "Mommy, now, Mommy, I need this tool." Johnny, he would just listen as this debate would go on. But one day, Daddy was out. And what did Johnny do? Any guesses? "Yes, son." That's exactly it. So what is it? If he opened it and his daddy said not to open it, what has he done? If he's done something, yes, sweetheart. He's disobeyed. And so the reason why he was disobeying it was because of his heart. But anyway, this day he popped one clip and he popped the other clip and he got all excited. Put up your hand, you ever get excited? Any adults ever get excited? Any adults ever get excited? Now, put your hand down. Said, "I know you get excited. I know you get excited. Don't you worry." And he opened the box. But what did Daddy tell him not to do? No, he didn't say open it. He said, "You shouldn't open it." And he held out his hand. Blow me down. And he pulled out a thing. Anybody know what this is called? Yes, son. Not a drill, no, it's not called a drill. Yes, son. Well, it's not just a staple gun. It shoots something else bigger than staples. And they're called nails. It's called a nail gun. But remember now, Daddy said to Johnny, what was he not to do? That's right, son. You're exactly right. And Johnny had disappeared. Johnny had disobeyed. But Johnny didn't realize, but in Daddy's workshop, he had set up things just like you have in church. You see these things over here? What's these things called up on the pillars up here? What are they called? Yes, sweetheart. A camera. And Johnny had knows. And one day, he didn't realize, but Daddy would also take him to the book of Genesis and say, "Thou God," this teach this wee verse and say, "Thou God seest me." And really what the lesson with Daddy was going to teach Johnny was, "Johnny, you might not understand. You might not understand that I, although I'm not there, I might not see, but there's somebody else who sees." Well, anyway, time would pass by, and Johnny would be looking at the gun, and next thing he'd hear this kerfuffle in the background, and he heard there was somebody coming, and he threw the box back in, and he forgot to lock it up. And anyway, lo and behold, Daddy came into the workshop, and he saw that the box had been opened. And so he opened the box, and he knew that this nail gun had been taken out. "Johnny, come here a minute." come in. He says, well, Johnny, what have you done? He says, you touched something you shouldn't touch. Well, I'm going to teach you a very simple lesson. Johnny, you see this gun? This gun is absolutely dead. See this wee button, children? That's called a trigger. Right? You know, what happens if you pull the trigger? Any guesses? Yes, sweetheart. But exactly. Now, you ready for this now? He's all ready now. Watch that roof up there. Are you ready now? Watch this now. It doesn't work. You know why? Because it's dead. Absolutely dead. Now, you know what the Bible teaches us, boys and girls? See, every one of us, not just the boys and girls, see, all of us as adults, every one of us, the Bible says, we're all dead in our trespasses and our sins. We have no desire for God. We have no longing for God. In fact, there's never a time whenever we ever wanted God. There's something we need in our lives for God, for us to seek after God. And that is, we need His Holy Spirit. And whenever His Holy Spirit shows something to us, it shows us that we're dead. It shows us that we're sinners. But ultimately, it shows us there's only one person who can give us power in this life. And that is a man called Christ Jesus. And so Daddy would say, Johnny, do you know what this here is, Johnny? Anybody know what this is called? Yes, son. Exactly. And so Daddy says, now, Johnny, this is important. Without this battery, the gun's dead. But with this battery, it gives it life. That means it can do things. And Johnny, what you need is, you don't need this type of life, but you need eternal life. And you only have that through God's Son, Christ Jesus. Without Him, you're dead. But with Him, you have eternal life. Does anyone see it working?
Yeah.
See, I'm 4 pounds up there. I'm looking for the best set of uppers. Well, Daddy would show him the bullet, mate. Is it going to work, or what's it going to do? Because there's something that's missing inside the gun. And it's called nails. No, I can't put nails into you, rascally. Who owns that child anyway? Who owns that child? You look like a wee saint standing up there, not one bit of you. Anyway. Right, now. So I want you to learn these wee simple lessons. Number one is that God's word is like a hammer that breaks the rock, it breaks our hearts. God's word is like a lamp. It shows us the right path ahead. It shows us how we can put our trust in Christ. The nail gun reminds us that without Christ, what are we? We are dead in our trespass. We have no life. We have no desire for God. That goes for every one of you as adults now. You mums and dads and all you folk, in, you know that. Some of you men, I'm not being biased when I say this, but you women will not have a clue what this is about. These nail guns are all about. But some of you men have tools that you hold in your hand and you need the power before it's going to work. And some of you are looking for things for power to try and get through life, and you can't get through life because the source of power you haven't got. And the source of power that we need is Christ Jesus. And boys and girls, that's why you need Him today. One other wee lesson I want to teach you, and it's very, very simple, boys and girls. Daddy had a thing, and it's called a screw box. Screws of all sizes and all shapes. Screws are always important. Some are for screwing straight into cement. So you just bore a hole and you screw that in, and that pulls as tight as a bit. And some screws are for holding timber together. And so this pulpit, you're not seeing them, but there's screws inside it. You know what I was driving up the road this morning? I was thinking to myself, you know, in many ways, the screw reminds me of something that's very important. What a screw does, it holds things together. Right? My wife said to me, Nigel, why did you not bring your drill and you get a screw two bits together? I said, I clean forgot. But anyway, see a screw, it holds things together. You know what the Bible says, boys and girls? The Bible says that where the brethren dwell together in unity, there the Lord commands the blessing. So whenever we have Christ in our lives and we have His power is given to us for a purpose. This power now is given to us for a purpose. Not to cause division, but to cause unity. So we may unite together. And so you see these two bits of timber now, children. These two bits of timber can't sit together and stay there. They need something to hold them together. And that is the Spirit of God that unites us. And the love of Christ within our hearts that brings us together and sticks us together. Maybe you've come to church this morning and you're very divisive. I'm not speaking so much directly to the children now, but maybe as an adult, you're just very divisive. You cause, no matter where you go, you seem to cause division. Well, let me say something to you. If the Spirit of God, the purpose of the Spirit is to unite us as a people with one common goal. And that common goal is Christ Jesus. Now, children, I hope you remember these simple wee lessons. You remember the day that Johnny was allowed to take the hammer. He was allowed to use it. It's like God's word now. It's like a hammer breaks a heart, or rock hard hearts. Remember the lamp. But most of all, boys and girls, remember the gun now. Gun's very important. It's important because it reminds us that without him, we are all dead. Now, it doesn't mean we're physically dead, but it means that we're spiritually dead. And one of the reasons why the Sunday school teachers have been teaching you God's word is because as God's word pours light in upon your life, it helps you to understand that you are dead and that you are a sinner and that you need someone to bring you this new life that's called the new birth. We read about it in John chapter 3. And that new birth can only happen whenever you come in contact with him who is the way, the truth and the life, and his name is Jesus. Now, children, I hope today that you have come to that place of experiencing life. But if you haven't, then I want you to, you should talk to some of your Sunday school teachers, or if your parents are Christians, you talk to them and you say, look, I would like to know that life. I would like to have eternal life and be sure, come what may, that I would be with God in heaven. It's very important. I trust, boys and girls, you remember this. And mums and dads and adults, you sit in church today, and some of you have come here especially because it's Children's Day. But this is very important now. You need his life. And it's not something that's just see this here about Joy's ears. It's only lasts for about 5 hours. It's all lasts for this life only lasts for about 5 hours. And then this battery will go dead. And this wee indicator in the front, you see them wee lights in the front, children, that'll tell me that battery's dead. Whenever all them lights go out. But you see, whenever you come to know Christ Jesus, the lights never go out. Because we're always connected to him. We're always of life in him. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and all things pass away, and all things become new. Who is sitting up the best? That is the question. Yolanda, were you watching it all, were you? Were you watching? Come on up, whoever you are, come and get it. Come quick, son, before I take it home, mate. If you can only get 3, it's all right. Like, don't worry, I'll take the other one home, mate. Away you go, son. Take your seat. Come on, sweetheart. Good girl. Give him a round of applause. Right, my dear. Come on, sweetheart. Good girl. Davy, I'm handing back to you. Maybe you'll give the children all a round of applause for doing so well this morning. Right, son. Now, you'll not know who gave the pounds, but if you see somebody, and I'll not tell you who they are, but just you, I know you're thankful. Thank you, men, for your generosity. But boys and girls, you remember, low Sunday school's over, remember, there's only one person you need to know more than anybody else, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Same for you mums and dads today. The person you need to know more than anybody else is Christ Jesus. Without him you're lost. Without him you are lifeless. No power in your life. Never will be. And you just constantly never wonder what life's the real. You'll look for meanings in life. But when you get connected to him, you get full life. It's called abundant life. John 10 and 10. May the Lord bless you. David, thank you very much.
We're going to close our service as we sing number 412, just to allow the children time to leave over to the hall. Number 412. We'll sing just the first 2 verses, please, of this one. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Father, we thank you for everything that we've heard this morning, everything that we've, whether it's been sung or said. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for all the children. We thank you for the blessing that they are and how they bring us so much fun. And yet, Father, we thank you for the message that they left us with. We thank you for the truth that they shared with us. And we pray, our Father, that not only would it deep down, that only would it sink deep down into their lives, but for each of us here, that we would know that reality, that whilst our sins there are many, yet your mercy is more. Continue with us, our Father, we pray. Bless those who can't stay to meet around your table. Father, we pray you'll take them to your homes in safety. And we ask all these things in your name and for your eternal glory. Amen.